السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, respected ulama, beloved brothers, Allah has granted us many, many favors. And amongst them, two great favors Allah has given us. One is iman and one is ilm. Through iman, we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through ilm, we follow the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has put us into this dunya for a purpose, my beloved brothers. When Allah announced to the malaika, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa," that I am going to put on this earth my representative, my khalifa, my deputy. The malaika objected, "Ataj'alu fiha man yufsidu fiha wa yasfiku ad-dima." Allah, you're going to put such people who are going to create corruption, bloodshed. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. We are there to praise you, to recite your praises. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala replied, "Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun." I have that knowledge which you do not have. So when we sit in the house of Allah, or wherever a gathering is taking place, in our homes when we have ta'aleem, or in the masjid, or wherever, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala boasts about this gathering to the malaika. They say the malaika move around in the world, and wherever they find people gathered, they throng on one another until they reach the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all aware. Allah is alim. Allah is khabir. Allah knows everything. Allah is aware of everything. Just Allah asks malaika, "Where you come from?" Then they give a reply that we've come from so and so place. What is happening there? People have gathered to replace you, to praise you, ya Allah. Have they seen me? No. What if they have to seen me? Allahu Akbar. Imagine without seeing Allah, how much of love and desire we have to obey Allah. What if we have to see Allah? They see Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, malaika reply that they will exert themselves more to obey you and to become beloved to you. What do they want? They want Jannah. Have they seen Jannah? They haven't seen Jannah. What if they see Jannah? They will exert themselves in order to go into Jannah. And what are they seeking refuge from? The fire of Jahannam. Have they seen Jahannam? No. What if they have to see Jahannam? They'll make such effort to protect themselves from Jahannam. How compassionate Allah is, and how compassionate our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person reads the dua after Fajr and after Maghrib, "Allahumma ajirni minan nar," 7 times. If the person has to pass away, he read it in the morning. If he passes away, Allah save him from the fire of Jahannam. Person who reads it after Maghrib, if he passes away at night, Allah saves him from the fire of Jahannam. In one riwayat it is said, when we make the dua, "Allahumma ajirni minan nar," then Jahannam itself, say, "Allah protect, don't let this person enter into me." Imagine what a deen we've got, my beloveds. Such a beautiful deen that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has chosen us, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has picked us, has selected us. Insan, firstly insan, above that those who have iman, and above that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has shown different times and occasions where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows His special mercy. In one riwayat it is said, when all the doors are closed, the doors of Allah is open. Early part of the morning at the time of tahajjud, elan is made. Who is there who wants sustenance that I must grant him? Who is there who wants to be forgiven that I must grant him forgiveness? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's announcement is made. Imagine what a beautiful deen we have, my beloveds. Today we are enjoying the beauty of our deen which Allah's Nabi had given to us. How much we have to make shukr and send durood and make desire to come close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama say, a person who increases his durood, who send abundance of durood, will be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One person came to Sheikh Yunus, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus John Puri rahmatullah alayh, and he said that Allah mujhse naraz hai. Allah is unhappy with me. Allah ko kaise razi kar lo? How should I please Allah? How should I make Allah happy? As the Sheikh Yunus replied, he says, you know, there's great ulama in our midst. But what I can advise you is increase the sunnahs in your life. And become conscious of the sunnah. Today, alhamdulillah, many of the sunnahs we are practicing. When we enter the masjid, we enter with the right foot. At that time, remind ourselves, this is a sunnah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of sunnah. So Hazrat told him, whatever you do, bring the sunnah in your life and increase salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After some time, he came back. He says, Allah, ya Allah, humse razi hai. Allah is happy with me. Sheikh asked him, I could not understand when you said Allah is naraz with you, Allah is unhappy with you, and now you say Allah is happy with you. So he says, why I said Allah is not happy with me? Because I did not have the desire to fulfill Allah's order. I did not have the desire to perform salat. I did not have the desire to make tilawat, to make dhikr of Allah. That's why I said Allah is unhappy with me. Then, since I started practicing on the sunnah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's promise, where Allah tells Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. That, O beloved Nabi, say to your ummah, if you claim that you love Allah, follow me, Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive your sins. So this person said, alhamdulillah, since I've started practicing on the different sunnah and increasing my durood, the desire for ibadat has come in me. I feel like making ibadat. When I stand in salat, I feel that Allah is with me. When I'm making dhikr, I feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to me. When I'm making tilawat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is listening to me. And he says, above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored that I seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream. Allahu Akbar. My beloved brothers, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The day of Ashura, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to keep the fast of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard that the Yahud also fasting, so he asked the Yahud, what makes you fast? He said, this was the day when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel who were with him from Fir'aun and drowned Fir'aun. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we are closer to Musa alayhi salam than you. So we have to observe this fast. Then he says, oppose the Yahud. Because they fast on one day, fast one day before, and or one day after. Don't follow them. So imagine ibadat. He said once Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came into the masjid, and he had some of the scripts of the Torah, and he was reading it in front of Rasulul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak face changed the color. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was sitting next to Sayyidina Umar, and he tapped him. So when Sayyidina Umar looked up, he seen that Allah's Nabi is signs of displeasure on his face. So he kept quiet. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, oh Umar, even if Musa alayhi salam is to be in this much with us, his najat is to follow my way. Imagine the sunnah. At that time, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu replied, Raditu billahi rabbahu wa bil islami deenahu wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulahu wa nabiyyah. So we have to follow the sunnah, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the things that introduced in this time, they say the shahadat of Imam Hussein. He came long after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although it corresponds with the Ashura, but it got no significance because it came after. The love for Ahlul Bayt we have to have. We have to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to love the Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt. We have to love them because it is part of our iman. Sayyidina Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a person who loves Abu Bakr, who loves Umar, it is a sign that they love me. What we hear in the khutbah, Allah, Allah, fi ashabi. Fear Allah with regards to my companions. Man ahabbahum fa bihubbi ahabbahum. Whoever loves them, he loves them because his love for me. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِي أَبْغَضَهُمْ. Whoever hates them, whoever abhors them, it is a sign because he hates me, na'udhu billah. So what a beautiful deen we've got. In one of the ijtimas, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, mentioned a few things. He says, as long as this ummah was carrying out that responsibility which Allah had placed on their shoulders, they were the leaders of mankind. They were the leaders in the dunya. And he says, as long as we followed the beautiful way and lifestyle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala granted us honor and respect in the world. He says, because the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which says, إِذَا عَزِمَتْ أُمَّتِي الدُّنْيَا, when my ummah will regard the dunya of something of value and importance, nuzihat minhum haybat al-Islam, Allah will take away the importance of Islam from the hearts. Wa idha tarakatil amru bil ma'roof wa nahiya lil munkar, when my ummah will stop inviting towards good and forbidding from evil, hurimat barakatul wahyi, they will be deprived of the barakat of wahi, the understanding of the Quran. Wa idha tasabbat ummati, and when we start swearing, na'udhu billah, and speaking ill of the sahaba ikram and our akabirin, saqatat min aynillah, will fall low in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my beloved brothers, we got such a beautiful deen. The deen will remain in our lives when we make effort, when we give da'wah towards iman, when we speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remind ourselves of Allah, remind ourselves of akhirat, remind ourselves of the qabr. The one bayan Mawlana Ibrahim Devla was giving, he say, who wants to have, who wants that inshallah every day minimum 6,000 hasanat, 6,000 virtues I have from me? So everyone was looking. He say, very easy. The tasbih of Fatima. Tasbih of Fatima, subhanallah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. If you read it after every salat, after Fajr is 100, after Dhuhr is 200, after Asr 3, after Maghrib 4, after Isha 5. And before sleeping, 6. 600. Allah has promised, "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha." For every act of virtue you do, Allah increase it 10 times. So how much reward you get? 6,000. And that is minimum. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha bi ghayri hisab. Allah's treasures are unlimited without any hisab. When I came to Mashab, Hafizab was reading Tasbih, you know. It reminded me of once when we were in Kash, you know, we went to one masjid. They did not allow us, you know. We had to make Kash outside, Bayan outside. But after Isha, the Imam used to have his dars, so we sat in the dars. So the day when we sat for the dars, he had his kitab, he was reading. He says, Ainda Hafta, next week, hum kabar ko sajne karne ka masala sharenge. We'll speak with regards to making sajda to the kabar. So I told my satis, I said, you know, even if I'm sick, you bring me here. Don't forget. You know. And the Imam Sahib was sitting in front with his kitab, and I sat in front like how this Hazrat is sitting here with small mashallah, buzruk. And I started making zikr. Zikr, I made zikr. Looking at him. Then he said, Kabar ko sajda karna haram hai. Every whole masjid was shocked. You know? What is he saying? He spoke the truth. Then he realized what he said. He closed the kitab. He said, no more dars. So zikr is such a valuable thing. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, wala zikrullahi akbar. The remembrance of Allah is the greatest. Like he said, during the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, when there was a period when there was ration, so one youngster came, he took his portion of the ration and he went away. He came the next day again. Yusuf alayhi salam looked at him, but he came yesterday. He said, never mind, he gave him. He gave the third day also. Because Nabi Kareem also mentioned, Al-Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem. Yusuf ibn Ya'qub, ibn Ishaq, ibn Ibrahim. All four Anbiya, Kareem. Kareem is that Zat, like Allah is one of the sifats of Allah, Kareem, who gives to those who don't even deserve. So Yusuf alayhi salam gave him, and then told him, you know, don't make it difficult for me. Because if you come, I cannot refuse you. So he asked Yusuf alayhi salam, do you recognize me? He says, no. He says, I am that young, that infant, when you have been accused. Then I told them that look at his garment. If he's torn from the back, he's innocent because he's escaping. And if it is torn from the front, then he's guilty because he's trying to come in and you blocked him. So Yusuf alayhi salam was so overjoyed, so happy. He says, you are welcome. Anytime you come, I will give you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, that, oh Jibreel, go and tell Yusuf that when any one of my servants, after sleep, when they wake up, they open their eyes and they praise me, I become more overjoyed with them. Allahu Akbar. How we can make Allah happy, my beloved? The obedience of Allah, our salat, our dhikr, our tilawat, our akhlaq, our uslub. Mulana Ibrahim Sahib gave one bayan, he says, husne uslub, to have a good relationship with someone. He says, one day, a woman came to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she presented a gift which was inferior, not much value. So she said, you know what, jazakallah, she did not take it. So when she reported to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that you should have taken it. He said, but it was of an inferior quality. He says, you should give something better in return. That is husne uslub, husne akhlaq. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us beautiful du'as. Allahumma inni as'aluka siha. Allah, I ask you for good health so that I can make Allah's ibadat. Wal iffata, to be pure, to be chaste. Wal amanata, to fulfill the amanat and trust which Allah had placed on our shoulders. Wa husne khulq, and good character, wa ridha bil qadar, and to be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tomorrow the day, mashallah, it is said one of the qawms that Allah ta'ala made maghfirat for, when they made tawbah, Allah ta'ala said, whoever will make tawbah and ask for forgiveness, I will forgive them. All the time we should ask Allah to forgive us, my beloved brothers. Mulana Sayyid Khan Sahib mentioned, istighfar and tawbah. You say istighfar is after a good amal. A good action that we do, we make istighfar. And this he gave the dalil, the proof of it, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he taught him that at the end of your salat, read this dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Imagine, who is teaching who? Allahu Akbar. The best of ibadat. And he's telling him, make dua. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. So he says, istighfar is so that whatever deficiency there is in our a'mal, Allah Ta'ala will overlook it and Allah will accept it. And tawbah is after a person commits a sin. And Allah is so forgiving, so merciful, so kind, so compassionate. They said when a person does something wrong, the two malaika, 1 year and 1 year, who are recording our actions, the one on the right who is recording the virtues, the one on the left who is recording the wrongs. So when a person does something wrong, the malaika on the left ask ijazat from the malaika on the right, should I write it down? He says, no, wait for 3 days. If he makes tawbah, don't even worry about it. Imagine how compassionate Allah is. And the dua that Allah's Nabi taught us, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. The difference between istighfar and af. We ask Allah to forgive us. Allahumma aghfirli. Ulama say that record is made, that so and so I made such a sin. Then I made istighfar. Allah says, I forgive you, but that sin is still in the record. And you say, afu means, said Allah Ta'ala tells the malaika, take it out from that record. Allahu Akbar. To that extent that Allah makes the place where that person committed that sin also forget that sin. So how compassionate Allah is, my belovedness. You make dua, Allah Ta'ala keep us with iman. Allah take us with iman. Allah resurrect us with iman on the day of Qiyamah. This one great Buzruk was asked, that why is it that the Ramadan fast, you know, there is ijazat, that if you cannot fast, you can observe it afterwards. But you pay so much attention to the fast of Ashura. He says, because the fast of Ashura, you cannot make compensate for it any other day. It is only on that day. The fast of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given rukhsat. If a person is ill or your person is on a journey, you can carry it out afterwards also. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And the beauty is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, ibadat, even if you do little, but consecutively throughout. See? Now Maulana Ibrahim Sahib was now in UK. One of the bayans I heard, you know, Ajib, he says that we're doing tabligh for so many years. And tabligh is to bring deen and amal in our lives. So he says one place, when one of the masjids Maulana mentioned, that the bayan or the ta'lim, we should not have started until you read that 17 rakats. Isha namaz, how many rakats? 9. Four for us, 3 witr, 2 nafil, 2 sunnat. 2 sunnat, 3 witr. He said, no, 4 sunnat, 4 farad, 2 sunnat, 2 nafil, 3 witr, wajib, 2 nafil. 17 rakats. What's the beauty of this sunnat? Hazrat Maulana also mentioned that Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, says, to leave out a sunnah intentionally is shirk-e-khafi. So sunnat is so valuable. A great Buzruk, when he passed away, he made wasiyat that my janaza namaz must be performed by that person who got 3 qualities in him. The first is, since he became baligh, he never missed takbir-e-ula. The second, since he became baligh, he never looked at the na-mahram. And the third is, since he became baligh, he never missed the four rakats of sunnat before the asr salat. So everyone was looking, who's that person who's so fortunate? And this person came forward, tears in his eyes. Who was he, the king of the time? Sultan Shamsuddin Al-Tamash Rahmatullah Alayhi. And his Hazrat was Qutubuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullah Alayhi, who put those conditions forward. And then he said, Allah Ta'ala, like Raham on my Hazrat, I did not want people to know of my Amal, but because such conditions were put, he said, Alhamdulillah, since I became baligh, I never missed Takbir-e-Ula. Since I became baligh, imagine the king. He said, I never looked at a non-mahram woman. And he says, not only the four rakat sunnat of asr, every other masnoon, that is tahajjud, ishraq, awabin, and chashd, I never missed it also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah put the love of amal in our hearts. Allah put the love of following the sunnah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, man ahya sunnati, faqad ahabbani. Whoever revived my sunnah, he loves. Man ahabbani kana ma'iyya fil jannah. Whoever loves me, he'll be my companion in jannat. Allah make us all amongst them, insha'Allah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azaban nar. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته وأمته وعلينا معهم أجمعين. صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ما شاء الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.